A fire weather watch has been issued by the National Weather Service for a good portion of the state of Missouri for today. The Saline County Commission took that one step further during its meeting earlier today. Southern District Commissioner Monty Finner asked for approval of a request by Saline County Emergency Management Director Tony Day.
It's been recommended by our emergency manager that we put a burn ban in place beginning today, the 16th of February, till Tuesday the 21st. Weather conditions are at kind of an alert condition that we want to put this burn ban into effect. Dry conditions, hot, windy, and so I move that we put a burn ban into effect beginning today, the 16th, until February the 21st.
The motion was seconded by Northern District Commissioner Richard Clemens and then approved as requested. EMA Director Tony Day says he's happy with the action.
For today, they've issued an enhanced fire weather warning, and I don't see it getting any better until we get some rain. So I appreciate you doing it until Tuesday, which gives us some time to see what the weather's going to do. And Tuesday, if we have to, we can extend it or cancel it.
Day says just because winds might be calm at a certain point doesn't mean that they're going to stay that way. He said strong winds and changing wind directions cause the most problems, and those could crop up without warning at a moment's notice. A Pettis County town has issued a boil advisory. According to a news release, a water leak was fixed that caused the warning, but a 48-hour boil advisory is still in effect for the town of Lamont until 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 18th. Residents in the town are advised to boil all their consumable water before use. For more information, call Lamont City Hall at 660-347-5606. An Edwards resident had to be flown from the scene of a rollover traffic crash in Benton County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 74-year-old Leroy Chenoweth traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck an embankment with its undercarriage, crossed a roadway at an intersection, and began to slide in a field. The vehicle then struck a barbed wire fence and overturned, ejecting the driver. Chenoweth, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Staff for Life Air Ambulance to a hospital in Columbia for treatment of serious injuries. The crash happened about 2:45 p.m. on Route FF, north of Route Double D. The Slater School Board is scheduled to hear reports from various departments during a regular session meeting tonight. According to the agenda, the board is also scheduled to hear the first reading of a policy and possibly approve the 2017-2018 school calendar. A closed executive session is scheduled to discuss legal and personnel matters. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. in the school library located at 515 Elm Street. And the Lafayette County C1 School Board is scheduled to discuss and perhaps approve their 2017-2018 school calendar during a regular session meeting tonight. According to the agenda, the board is also scheduled to discuss additional high school courses and insurance for data privacy and security. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6:30 p.m. in the boardroom located at 807 West 31st Street in Higginsville. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.